Today, I wanted us to talk about investing in Kenyan government securities. I recently did a post on the current infrastructure bond that the Central Bank of Kenya is floating. I've received a few questions on how one can go about it, and I thought about doing a podcast to recap that specific article and an earlier one where we generally talked about how to invest in government securities. So when we talk about government securities, these are debt instruments. It's more of extending a loan to the government. And depending on the government security, it could be a short-term or a long-term type of loan. With the short-term loans, these ones, we refer to them as treasury bills, and they have a maturity period of less than a year. Mostly they range between 91 days, 182 days, and 364 days. So for example, if the government is floating a treasury bill for 91 days, you could give the government a loan and you receive your payment after that specific period. Depending on the investment's maturity date, you will receive your returns in about 3, 6, or 12 months. One thing to note though is that the CBK sells the treasury bills at a discount. That means you will pay less the face value. That is what the treasury bill is worth, but you will receive the face value at maturity date. So for instance, if I was to invest Kenya shillings 100,000 in a 364-day treasury bill, I will give the government less than 100,000, but on maturity date, I will receive that 100,000 Kenya shillings. The second option is investing in treasury bonds. And as mentioned earlier, these are more of medium to long-term investment options. They are a great option for someone who is looking for a long-term investment opportunity, especially for education purposes or retirement purposes. And also, if you are a risk-averse person and you want something that is a little bit more secure, because it's hard for governments to default. So bonds are more secure compared to investing in shares or real estate. There are three types of bonds to invest in. One is the fixed coupon bond. This means that the interest the government offers for this specific bond is a fixed rate and it will not change during the life of that bond. So if the government is offering a 10% coupon rate for that bond and the bond is for about, let's say, 10 years, it means for those 10 years, you will receive a 10% interest from the government from year 1 to year 10. The second one is the zero coupon bond. This means that the bond will not have any coupon, so you will not receive any interest payments during the life of the bond. However, the government will be selling it at a discount. They work a little bit more like treasury bills. The third option is the infrastructure bond. This is where the government floats a bond to fund some infrastructure. So it could be raising money to construct a highway, to construct an airport, or certain pipelines, those kinds of infrastructure construction. And speaking of infrastructure bonds, this brings me back to the recent post I was talking about earlier, where the CBK is floating a 19-year infrastructure bond because it's trying to raise around 75 billion Kenya shillings. So if you were to invest in this specific infrastructure bond, then it means you're giving the Kenyan government a loan for 19 years. So between now and those 19 years, the redemption date is in 2041. So it means between 2022 and 2041, you'll be receiving semi-annual interest from the government. And at the end of 2041, during redemption, you'll get back the amount you gave the government, because that is how bonds work. You give the government a loan, let's say 100,000 Kenya shillings, you receive an interest payment for the period of the loan. And at maturity, the government will give you back your money. So if you give them 100,000 Kenya shillings in 2041, when this specific infrastructure bond matures, you receive back your 100,000 Kenya shillings. But during now and that redemption date, it means you're receiving some interest. So how do you go about investing in these government securities? One, you will need a CDS account. This operates like a bank account, but for investment only. If you don't have one, you can visit a CBK branch or cash collection center close to you. Get the mandate form, fill it in, give all the required information, including your beneficiaries. Second, you'll need to provide your banking information. So you will need a bank account, and you will also need to provide other personal information like your postal address and your location and such information. Alternatively, you can open your CDS account through an investment firm, or if your bank has an investment unit, you need to check whether they're registered with the Capital Markets Authority, and you can apply for your CDS account through them. But you must have a CDS account for you to invest in government securities. Second, you need to place your bid during the period that the sale is on. If you miss that sale period, unless now you buy it, the specific security you want through the secondary market, that is the Nairobi Securities Exchange. Let's talk about placing a bid for the government security. Check the prospectus for that specific security. Confirm whether the CBK has quoted the coupon rate. If not, then it will indicate the coupon you will receive is market-based. And if it is market-based, there are two ways to go about it. The first option is to choose whether you want to go with an uncompetitive or average rate. And the second option is to choose whether you want to go for the competitive or interest rate. The difference between these two is that with the competitive rate or interest rate, you tell the government the specific rate that you're willing to accept for that specific bond or bill that you're applying for. With an uncompetitive or average rate, you don't choose any specific rate. What happens is that during auction day, when the CBK has settled on the bids that they're willing to accept, they will do a weighted average for those bids that they have accepted, and the interest they come up with is what they will give the people who have applied for the non-competitive or average rate. How do you make money from the government securities? One, it's the coupon rate. Mostly the CBK pays semi-annually, so that means you will receive your interest twice per year. What are the advantages of investing in government securities? One, I mentioned they are secure compared to other investment assets like shares and real estate because it's very unlikely for government to default. Secondly, you have a constant source of revenue, either annually or semi-annually, depending on how the government is paying. And it's constant because sometimes when it comes to shares, a company will say they're not paying any dividends for that financial year. Yes, your shares are there, but you're not receiving any income. But with government bonds, if it's annually or semi-annually, for that period of the bond, you will be receiving your income regardless of what. Third, treasury bonds are listed on the Nairobi Securities Exchange. While it's good to hold your bond for the long haul, if you bought a 19-year bond, it's best that you hold it for those 19 years. But who knows what happens in the next 5 or 10 years? You can always sell it back in the secondary market. Finally, the government auctions treasury bonds and treasury bills regularly. So it means there is consistent option for you to invest. So you might miss this one, but check again. You need to be following the CBK, and this way you will know when they're auctioning a treasury bill and a treasury bond. If you miss this one, the current infrastructure bond, where the deadline for the sale is on 15th February 2022, you can always look forward for the next one. So start saving your money. When the next one comes, you'll not miss that opportunity. The disadvantages of government securities is that there's no capital protection for you. So for instance, if you were to sell your bond in the secondary market, let's say you buy the 19-year infrastructure bond and you don't wait for those 19 years, you want to sell it after 5 or 10 years, there's no capital protection, meaning maybe you invested 500,000 Kenya shillings, and when you're selling it in the secondary market, you might not get your 500,000 Kenya shillings. The price might have gone down, meaning you might get like 400,000 or 450,000 Kenya shillings. But if you waited until the maturity period, then the government will pay you back your 500,000. So if you're investing in these things, it's best if you hold it for the long term. The second disadvantage is that a significant amount of money is needed to invest in this government security. So if you're investing in a fixed coupon bond, you will need 50,000 Kenya shillings. And if it was a treasury bill or an infrastructure bond, you will need 100,000 Kenya shillings. But not everyone has that kind of money to invest at that specific time. And it's also unfortunate because if you were to buy it from the secondary market, you will also need to buy it in multiples of 50,000 Kenya shillings. That means the least amount you can buy is 50,000 Kenya shillings. If you are to increase that, it will be in a multiple of 50,000 Kenya shillings. That makes it 100,000 Kenya shillings, 150,000 Kenya shillings, 200,000 Kenya shillings, or 250,000 Kenya shillings, and so forth. The third disadvantage is that the interest is based on demand and supply. So when the government has less demand or the supply from investors is very high, this could reduce the amount of interest you receive as an investor. That's it about investing in government securities. If you're not willing to take a lot of risk, or you're a first-time investor and you're learning the ropes of it, this could be an excellent option for you. Or if you're looking for a long-term option, a government bond is ideal for your retirement or education on purposes for your kids. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode as we work towards financial independence. I hope you found it useful and you will join me for the next one. Until then, stay proactive with your finances.